Thank you for calling XPO. This is Brittany speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, Brittany. I'm calling to confirm a delivery for today that was scheduled.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty. All right, and may I have that order number, please?
Sure. Hold on. I have an FMS and I have an external ID. Which one do you need?
FMS, please.
Okay, 6776-2181. Should be a Mary Moretti.
Mary, let's see. All right, give me just a moment. I found her. Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't see it scheduled yet. So you need to schedule her today, correct?
No, she was scheduled for today. We scheduled her on the 13th for the 18th from 7 to 1. In our system, it shows her schedule, which is how I got your number.
Okay. Let me double check because it's not showing her on a route. Let me double check. I'm new to this. Give me just a second. Let me make sure she's in here. Okay, I see that right
okay.
there.
Okay. If you need the external number, I can give you that too because I'm sure that shows she's assigned.
Okay, I'll take the external. Is it different from that FMS number?
It is.
Okay, I'll take the external number, please.
All right, so 071, the letter F like Frank, 73. D like David, and the number 5.
Okay. All right. For Miss Mary Moretti at 2547 Lake Road.
Mm-hmm. That's
all right. Okay. Okay. Double check. Okay. Now, I see that the note was added, it was auto-added for the delivery date was changed for today. Let's see. Okay, do I have a service provider? No. Okay, so I don't have a service provider. I don't have a delivery for today. I apologize. Reschedule. Okay, let's see what the date is, view details. Okay.
This has been rescheduled like 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I can't figure out why they're not coming out or what's going on with it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out as well. Because usually what will happen is if she's scheduled for today, they'll have her on the route, and that'll be at the very top of the page.
Right.
And they'll just say, here's the schedule date. This is the time frame. Who's coming? You know, Joey Maloney is going to be on the way. But,
mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Give me details. Okay, I see the rescheduling. Okay. So it does not give me a schedule. It's okay, scheduled date. I see it in the service details, but it's not actually putting her on a route for today. I don't know why. Let me email. Let me ask. So we can
okay,
get this
I'm
escalated.
Not, can I just add her? Because that's odd. Cause she was scheduled on the 6th, and then she was scheduled on the 3rd, still with XPO, June 3rd, actually. Then we moved it to the 18th. But like I said, that's been 5 days. I know that gave them time to assign it, and it's already scheduled on our side. So that's odd if it's not, you know, pulling through to your side for scheduling.
Like, I see that they notated that it was supposed to be scheduled for today. And it was like supposed to be 4 in the morning, but she's not on the route. That is very strange. Okay, give me a second. Let me reach out to a senior agent to see what's going on, see if they can give me some more information,
sure.
Okay?
Okay, no problem. I'll check in with her. Thank you, Brittany.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just waiting on them to respond to me now.
Okay, sure, no problem. I know how long that can take sometimes.
Because that's very odd, because like it's showing that it's almost already scheduled, but it's not on the route, and I don't know why. It's like it didn't get picked up. That's
right.
I don't like when it don't work right. I don't like that. Okay.
Right, and she's so nice. So she's like, they didn't show up. I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, I know. And she's like being sweet about it. Most people are like, yeah, right, oh God. We're going to try to get this
yelling
today.
First words. Yeah.
And they're yelling if it's 3 minutes after the time frame, at the start of the time frame. She's been there all day. She's like, honey, I got my sweet tea. I'm good. It's like, boy, I don't want you to be good. I want you to be great. And I want your things installed if they said they were coming today.
Right.
Okay.
What's that? Let me see. Cause yeah, she started calling about this order in April.
Okay. Okay. So what happened was, on the 4th of this month, they made a note. Somebody made a notation. Brandon Irby made a notation that they were down to one installer for the whole of Buffalo, New York. From this particular person that they assigned them to the service provider. So I don't know if they just didn't get the service provider fixed, if she doesn't have another service provider in her area. But what I'm going to do is get them to look, because I see that they made that notation. Now that I scroll a little bit further down. Okay. Okay. Ooh, yeah. We don't like that. Happened so far, that was May 4th. Unfortunately, something happened with that service provider, HomePro. They were down to one installer for the city of Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
And they were giving them tentative.
Three times since then.
Yeah, and they said they've been given tentative dates for 3 to 4 weeks. I'm assuming giving them time to, you know, get their staffing up so they can service people. And, God. Okay, let me see if they're going to give me another service provider.
Okay.
Oh, glory be to God. Oh, crap.
Yeah, on this end, we have no idea. It literally just says XPO. That's it.
And then XPO over here just raggedy. Like, wait, we'll figure it out. No, we need updates, please. Don't stress us like this. Just give me updates. Tell me something.
Right? That's awful. The whole Buffalo area.
And sometimes that's what happens, because they have to be certified to be installers. Uh-huh. And if you don't have enough people, it's just like any trade. If you don't have enough people willing to get the trade, then you don't have enough people to do the job. And they should have just sent an email out saying, hey, listen, we've got a big issue. Your service provider is basically down. Oh, Lord.
Right. We'll pay for you to get certified, do the job like that.
Pay for me to get certified. Let me, you know, goodness.
Because I'm sure there are people that, you know, they can hire. It just, they may not have all the experience, but if you start them out, they'll get it.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, if you only got one guy trying to train everybody, then oof.
Yeah.
But that should have been okay. And I apologize about that, but that
come
was
in.
Mm-hmm. You got
to
go ahead and spend that money. This was notated on the 4th. So I don't know if it maybe just got, maybe they thought, okay, in a week or two, it'll fix it. And because I can see this several times that they rescheduled her.
Right, because I don't want to keep,
two,
you know,
three,
I don't know if
that's
she wants
four
her
reschedule
at this point. I have an answer.
And I hate to have
and
you, especially we don't have a definitive answer. Like, yes, they are ready to go. If you reschedule, they will be there. Like, I want to be able to tell her that. We don't want to say, well, we're not sure again. We're hoping they've got more than one person working. Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Give me just a moment. I'm letting them check and see what's going on with the service provider.
Okay. I'm just going to put a note on my side. Availability. Yeah, and I wish there was communication on our end so we would know these things. Like, there should be some kind of flag, you know, scheduler delay. Let me, nothing I can do on this side. Let me not even touch it yet.
All right. I'm so sorry about that. Wait. Okay. So I wanted to get my senior agent to help me. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to escalate this to corporate so that they can reach out to a customer directly and say, listen, this is what's going on. And then they can try to make her happy. Because really her being rescheduled multiple times, we want to figure out what's going on. They're going to figure out what's going on with this company. They're going to figure out how to make her happen. They're going to be the bridge so that we can give her some sort of satisfaction today.
Okay, gotcha. So should I give her like an ETA of 24 hours? Yes. I don't know if they're going to pull this off today. Okay. At least, okay. We can do that.
Let her know that I'm escalating it to corporate. I'm going to push it. What they're going to do is they're going to try to give her ETA, or they're going to try to make something happen so that she knows what's going on, so they can try to make her happy. Whether it's okay, they're going to sign a different service provider so some other company can come and do this job, or they're going to say, listen, we can't do that, and this is what we can do.
Okay, perfect. I mean, that's better than where we were, so I appreciate it.
My pleasure, and I'm so sorry I couldn't have, get a better solution.
Right, but you got us somewhere. At least we know something's on the back end's working.
Yeah,
so
we know what's going on right now.
Just can't fix it quite yet, but hopefully they'll be able to get her some resolve. So
yes, ma'am.
Right, well, perfect. Well, I'll let you get back to it, and you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, and thank you so much.
Time.
My pleasure.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye, Britt.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
My pleasure.